It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there, welcome to the show. And it's Border Crossings live on the radio for the next hour from Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C. If there is a song request you'd like to make, give us a call, 202-619-2077, our studio phones. We're taking requests on Border Crossings. We'll start it off with a request for Safood. And Safood is in Ghana on 98.1 FM, in the mood for Katy Perry and The One That Got Away.
Summer after high school, when we first met, we make out in your Mustang to Radiohead. And on my 18th birthday, we got matching tattoos. Used to steal your parents' liquor and climb to the roof. Talk about a future like we had a clue. Never planned that one day
and The One That Got Away. That is Katy Perry for Safood in Ghana. And the Forbes list of the richest celebrities has just come out. This is an annual list. They publish who earned what in the world of superstardom. And you can see what all the big stars are getting paid. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have made it into an elite category. Now, Taylor Swift's always in the elite category, and Taylor's up there. I mean, and Katy's up there as well. But this time around, Katy Perry earned $83 million, and she's topped Taylor Swift, who made $80 million so far. But the year's not over. But that's how much money they've earned so far, according to Forbes. Katie's got $83 million. Taylor's got $80 million. Taylor just started the Reputation Tour, so she's got a little catching up to do because Katy Perry has been on The Voice, or excuse me, American Idol, and got paid $25 million for doing that. And then she's been on her Witness tour for the last year, so she's made a lot of money that way. Beyonce is 35th on the list. In the past, she's been in the top five, but this time around, she earned $60 million. Put her in the top 35. Rihanna is 84th with $37 million. And I bet you're wondering, who's the number one money earner in Hollywood? Well, let me tell you, it is not a singer. It is not an actor. It is an athlete. And for 1 year, and an earnings of $285 million, the number one moneymaker is Floyd Mayweather. He is a boxer. And that's how much money he made in this year. $285 million. George Clooney was second, $239 million. And the list goes down. Looking at musicians specifically, U2 is sixth with $118 million. Coldplay, $115 million. Ed Sheeran made $110 million this past year. So there you have it. Some big notables on that list. All right, coming up next, we've got a guy that came in 37th on the list with his earnings of a mere paltry $58 million. I'm talking about Kendrick Lamar, who also received a Pulitzer Prize this past year. And this song is called DNA. It's a request for Elijah, who's listening in Ghana. Here's Kendrick Lamar on Border Crossings.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kiss to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent lit mean an extra work. And absentness, what the f*** you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth from the prophet, say. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the mecca, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how I this where you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eating four daughters, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretching to the fender, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never on. I don't camera set, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, sinners on the way, Kenneth's on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't sh- without a buddy on your belt. You ain't sh- without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Right now, Border Crossings. figured it out. I figured it out from black and white, seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time.
I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right, silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us? You and I, we don't wanna be like them. We can make it till the end. Nothing can come between you and I, not even the gods above can separate the two.
Figured it out. Saw the mistakes of up and down. Meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground.
I see what it's like. I see what it's like for day and night. Never together. 'Cause they see things in a different light. Like us, they never tried. Like us, you and I, we don't wanna be like them. We can make it till the end. Nothing can come between you and I. Not even the gods above can separate the two.
Border Crossings. Oh, there they are, the guys in One Direction. They're all going in different directions right now. Niall is on his Flickr tour. Harry Styles continues on his tour for his debut self-titled album. You've got Liam, who just ended his romance with Cheryl Cole. They have a little baby boy named Bear. Unfortunately, it's sad, but that relationship came to an end. Louis is also working on new music, and he's coming back to judge on The X Factor in the UK. And Zayn is also releasing another album. We're waiting for his sophomore album to come out. He's put out a few singles from the album, but no word on what the album's called or exactly when it's coming out. Thank you very much to Gombo in Ghana for the One Direction song, You and I, here on Border Crossings. As we enjoy this Tuesday together, if there's a song you want to hear, call 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number. We are standing by to take your calls. I know Tina's here. And she is ready to get your request. Cletus Clarks wrote in on our Facebook page and let us know that he's listening with a bunch of thumbs up. You know, today is National Emoji Day. Did you know that? Today is National Emoji Day. We celebrate emojis. And I just read where Apple is releasing a whole bunch of new emojis. I don't know what they are, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they are. But Cletus relies on his emojis. He put a bunch of thumbs ups on my Facebook page. Karuna Kantapal's listening in India. He also sent me some thumbs up. Charity Derby, Kiti is tuned in Ghana and said, hey, my birthday is Thursday, and she made a request, so we will play it for you since we got a couple days' notice. Thank you, Charity, and happy birthday to you, but we'll play your song on Thursday for you. I heard from Saidu Bangura, who said, thank you, Larry, for playing the good songs. Brian Cabasso's listening from the Conde. Saidu Muhammad Ali, longtime listener. Mary Buckman in Ghana. And Naka Emmanuels is with us. So Kanyo Samson checked in from northern Uganda. And Young Abeni as well. Wesley Balland, longtime listener from Brazil. Wesley Balland is tuned in. So hello to everybody who's listening to Border Crossings today. Here's a song request for Naka Emmanuels, who writes in to say, I'm in north central Nigeria.
I never needed anyone. And making love was just fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I die, the telephone, nobody's home. Sometimes I feel so insecure, and love so distant and obscure remains the cure.
Crossings on VOA 1.
You make it look like it's magic. Oh, yeah. 'Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you call unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a gift for you, you, you. I'm a gift for you. Mind. We live with no lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love when you call unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a gift for you, you, you. I'm a gift for you.
Crossings with the weekend, and it's for Betty, and she's in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings on Shagger FM 102.1. So hello to all of our friends on Shagger FM, and that song is called Earned It for Betty and all her friends in Ethiopia. Mikhail Kondratiev in Moscow just checked in, and we heard from Patilo. She listens in the Philippines to Border Crossings. Phone lines are open, waiting for your call, 202-619-2077. Give us a ring. And tell us what you want us to play, and we'll be happy to play it for you. I heard from Zach Waku on our Facebook page, who said he's listening to Border Crossings. And Kwajo Kwarteng Seth also checked in to let us know that he's tuned in. If you are a fan of The Weeknd, you'll be happy to hear The Weeknd is now selling his clothing line on the Internet. So if you want to get hoodies and T-shirts and stuff like that, you can order on the Internet at his website and buy his clothing line now that is up for grabs. My name's Larry London. It's Border Crossings. A little while ago, I mentioned Forbes' list of entertainers and how much they've earned, and I mentioned Ed Sheeran this year has made $110 million, according to Forbes. That's not all. This has been a huge year for a lot of people. Ed Sheeran is among them. This particular year, according to Polestar, now this is a company that measures ticket sales and how much money people make from ticket sales for concerts. Polestar says that the mid-year touring chart shows that Ed Sheeran's tour has grossed more money than anyone else's tour. And to this point, Ed Sheeran's tour has made over $213 million. That's how much the Divide Tour has brought in right now.
$213 million. Now, Guns N' Roses ended last year number one, bringing in $151 million. So already Ed Sheeran is about $50 million, $40 million beyond that. So that's just kind of, and you wonder, why do these guys make so much money? Well, there's a lot of money in touring. When you're on the road and you're selling tickets, you get a large percentage of the ticket sales. You also get a piece of the merchandise. So his tour is the number one grossing tour right now. Billboard predicts it'll be Taylor Swift's by the end of the year, but we're only at the midway point. So here's Ed Sheeran by request for Brian Cabasso and all the rescued soccer players in Thailand. This is Castle on the Hill.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes, one works down by the coast, one had two kids but lives alone, one's brother overdosed, one's already on his second wife, one's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home, and I'm on my own. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers, and I miss the way.
More music. Border Crossings.
Crossings, and that guy is Akon, and that's called I Want to Be With You. It's a request from Okanya Samson, who is in northern Uganda listening to Border Crossings. A lot of people know Akon is from Senegal. That's where he's originally from. And but here's something interesting about Akon. He's been living in Africa for a while now, and he started an electric company there. He's been spending a lot of his own money to help, you know, with developing solar power throughout a lot of parts of Africa. Great guy. And he's made a lot of money with his Convict record company and all of his past hits. Now, Akon's got a new mission. He said that the government of Senegal has offered to give him some land. In fact, they've offered to give him 2,000 acres of land in Senegal. So he said what he wants to do with this land is he's going to make it like Wakanda from Black Panther. He wants to create his own, I don't know what you'd call it, village, land, territory, area, community. I'm not exactly sure, but he said this at the Cannes Music Festival recently in France during an interview. He wants to create his own money, his own monetary money that's going to be used in his area in Senegal, and he said he's going to call his money, and I'm not making this up, he's going to call his money A-Coin. His name's Akon. He's going to have A-Coin. That's what he wants to call the currency. And so that's what he's planning. He said that we're going to start with an app on everyone's mobile phone, and we're going to push this between now and December of this year, and we're going to build what he's calling a crypto city, which is a real-life Wakanda. All right, there you go. For those that are listening in Senegal, something to look forward to. A-Coins. How many A-Coins does it take to get a cup of coffee? That's what I want to know. All right, coming up next, we have a request for music from a British singer. Songwriter. She's from England, and she's been recording music now for about 4 years. Her name is Ella Mai, and that's her real name. It's not a stage name. Her real name is Ella Mai. Got this request for a song from Ella Mai for Douglas Osiris, who is listening to Border Crossings, and this one's called Booed Up on The Voice of America.
My feelings, no, this ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
Such a crazy feeling though. RDM. My mind's telling me one thing, but I guess I should listen to my heart. Right?
Hi, I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Right here on Border Crossings. Love that song. It's called Make You Feel My Love, requested by Ja Yim Hin in Thailand, who's listening to our show. And I thank you for your request here on Border Crossings. Thank you, Zaklin Cholo Zakher, for joining us as well at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I posted a link on our Facebook page to our brand new Instagram page, courtesy of Tina. So if you want to log on to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, it will give you the link to the Instagram account. And hopefully you will join us there at our Instagram page and follow us on Instagram. But thank you very much, Zaklin, for your request. Thank you, Ja Yin Hin in Thailand, for your request for Adele. Phone lines are open. 10 more minutes left for your calls and requests at 202-619-2077. This is a request from Ethiopia for Ethiopia's favorite son, one of the most popular singers throughout Africa, certainly loved and revered throughout Ethiopia. His name is Teddy Afro, and this request is from Selassie in Ethiopia, and the song is called Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. Take it easy on ya.
Crossings. Demi Lovato, who's been on tour with DJ Khaled for her tour for the new album, Tell Me You Love Me, and that is Sorry, Not Sorry. Demi Lovato, well, she is very sorry. A few months ago, she celebrated being sober for 6 years, and then shortly after that, she announced that she had taken a drink. And she felt terrible about it and really guilty for it, but her friends have all rallied behind her and said, you know, it's okay. And for somebody who was once an alcoholic and they have gone to rehab, as Demi has, you're not supposed to have a drink at all. And so she recognizes that, and she'd celebrated 6 years of being sober and then went out and had a drink. This past week, interestingly enough, over the weekend in Los Angeles, she was spotted in a nightclub holding hands with G-Eazy. You know G-Eazy? He was dating Halsey, and then they split up 2 weeks ago. And so Demi and G-Eazy were seen together looking very cozy. Neither one of them said sorry, not sorry either. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I want to thank Wagner, our engineer. I want to thank Veronica, our director, and Tina, our producer, for today's program. Border Crossings will return tomorrow with more requests and dedications for our worldwide friends and family members and followers. And you can join us. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And have a great evening. I'll catch you tomorrow on the VOA1 Music Network.